Thank you for listening to the Fail-Safe Moment. Grab a cup of coffee and let's join Rob Statham for another informative discussion helping people learn from things that go wrong.
Welcome, everybody. My name's Rob Statham. I'm your host for this Fail-Safe Moment. I'd like to talk to you here for probably next few weeks about barriers that organizations face from learning and how to overcome those barriers. If you're familiar at all with latent cause analysis, and if you've listened to us before, some of this may be a review for you, but if you're not, it'll probably open your eyes. One thing we understand is that people cause problems. And it's not that they're diabolical, that they come to work and they want to cause problems. It's just the unfortunate truth. Whenever you look at an organization where people have designed it, they've built it, they operate it, they maintain it, whether it's a plant, whether it's a manufacturing facility, whether it's a customer service industry. When something goes wrong, inevitably you'll be able to trace the causes back past the physical causes to people that enabled the physical causes, either by doing something that in hindsight they wish they wouldn't have done, or by not doing what they should have done. Those are just some of the truths that when you run into something that goes wrong, and problems occur, and people are involved in it. Unfortunately, our nature as human beings, we've been wired, if you will, directly wired to be really, really good problem solvers. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's actually a very good thing. Most of the time, I tell people in training all the time, you probably wouldn't have a job if you weren't a gifted problem solver. Where it causes an issue, though, is when something goes wrong, we want to run in and just solve the problem. And problem solvers usually want to address things as fast as possible. And they're not seeking to really understand or learn as much as get everything going again. And when something goes wrong, it's literally an opportunity for us to learn so that we can prevent things from happening, similar things from happening in the future. And if we just run at it, let our nature go and run at it as problem solvers, what you discover is you don't ever have fewer problems. It's usually more a little bit like you're at the carnival playing whack-a-mole. Problems just continue to come up, and they may be in different places, but they never really get less. And in a world where continuous improvement, I think, is becoming more of the norm than something that's new. That approach to learning from things that go wrong is not going to help an organization improve. It's not going to help people improve, honestly. The other issue with problem solving is oftentimes we'll look over at it's another place in an organization where they had an incident and we don't work there, and it's easy for us to dismiss it. And we usually, it's subtle, but it's usually blame. And we'll even, it's our nature to use blame as a way to understand or justify something that went wrong. But using the word understand is, I'm not doing it justice, because when you blame something or someone, you really don't understand anything. And when blame shows up, the higher the consequence of an incident, the more blame will show up. There's no doubt about that. And there's some serious issues with blame. The first, it's like a spotlight of shame, and it forces people to run from failure. And if we want to have an attitude that we're going to learn and grow, we have to be able to look at places where we need to learn and grow. And when we have an attitude or an organizational culture that tends to blame, honestly, it's like bringing a shame spotlight to work. And nobody wants to get out in the middle of that. Absolutely not. It makes people avoid failure. That's one problem with blame. Another significant problem with blame, and you may have to think about this for a little while. Honestly, the moment you blame, you quit trying to understand. It's very much like a light switch. Your understanding is either on or off. In fact, I show people that blame and understanding are actually inversely proportional. What that means is the more you understand why something happened, the less you're able to blame. And if you truly understand why something went wrong, you won't blame it. Your blame will go to zero. And the same is true on the opposite side. If you don't understand, blame is usually at an all-time high. So in order to understand, we have to say no to blame. We have to have a way to ban blame. We suggest that you have a process that bans blame, because just asking people to go against their nature and ban blame, it may sound like a good idea. It does not work very well in the field, and that's just true. But the biggest problem with blame, from my viewpoint, out working with organizations, is blame. It not only it brings shame and it's hard for people to understand, but honestly, it undermines trust. When you're working with people that point a finger at you and blame you, your trust begins to erode within that organization. And the moment you cannot trust the people you work with, or the people you work for, or the people that are working for you, you will never be performing at an optimal level. I mean, to even mention continuous improvement, it's impossible if we allow a culture of blame where we're undermining trust, because trust is the foundation of all healthy relationships, both at work and at home. You can test everything I'm saying. Honestly, if you take these principles home, they work there just as well as they do within an organization. It may get more complex when you start adding different personalities, different experience levels, different types of individuals together. But principles that are true are always true. And you'll see that if you take some time and look at this and begin to process what I'm talking about. It's imperative that people are at least forthright, open, and honest, that they can trust the people they work with, if we want to continuously improve, actually to grow and get better and better. Those are a few of the barriers to learning organizations and things that go wrong. The other, and I'm not saying I have all the answers here, but I know I can certainly identify this as a problem. We've been in business now for 40 years, and we have yet to be on one incident investigation that this does not come into play. All problems are caused by small, unresolved problems. They always are. When we do an investigation, what we discover, we discover a series of small things that all lined up at the same time, and they worked together to cause that incident. We teach that small, unresolved problems actually are precursors or symptoms. They're warning signs of a larger problem. And if we don't learn from the small problems, they just get louder. We will eventually learn, or we will be stopped by that incident. The only choice we have, honestly, is when we're going to listen. So it's critically important that we begin to look at smaller and smaller problems. Now, this can sound almost impossible depending on where you're at as an organization or at your workplace. People often tell me it's impossible. There is no way we could ever address all the small problems. And I understand that. And I'm not even asking you to address all of them. What we need to do, though, is we need to get the most valuable asset within an organization, get their eyes open, get them tuned in to when they see a small unresolved problem and it bothers them. It stands out to them. It's not going to take them very long to address that and to fix it. And what it does, it breaks the chain in a series of things that could lead to a larger issue. That's what we need. We have to have people beginning to look, you have a focus more towards small problems than big problems. Otherwise, we'll never actually improve. We'll never actually improve. So it's very, very important that as an organization that we begin to embrace things that go wrong and try to learn from them in a way that moving forward, we're actually better. We can prevent other things, similar things from occurring that way. Those are just a few of the barriers that we talk about to that organizations face learning and trying to fulfill their mission and to continuously improve. I'd love to hear your thoughts and your feedback. If there's something that you'd like us to delve into, feel free to let us know here in the comments or email. I appreciate your time. Until next time, my name's Rob Statham, and I'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Failsafe Moment. We'd love to hear from you. Share your comments and questions below or contact us through our website, www.failsafe-network.com. Once again, that's www.failsafe-network.com. Until next time, have a great day.